USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House accusing some Republican governors of, quote, getting in the way of efforts to end the coronavirus pandemic. Deputy Press Secretary at the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, used those exact words while speaking to reporters a few hours ago. Several Republican-led states are challenging the Biden administration's new vaccine requirements for large businesses, and a federal court has put the mandate on hold until these court cases play out. The Speaker of the House making another big push for action on climate change as California Democrat Nancy Pelosi led a delegation of her House colleagues to the Global Climate Summit that's going on in Scotland. And she said Democrats are ready to meet the moment in that social spending bill that's pending in the House and the Senate.
This is all about the children leaving a world where they can be healthy.
USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
President Biden making remarks before the Democratic National Committee on Tuesday. The president saying Democrats must stay united ahead of the 2022 midterm elections.
We need to remember what got us to the White House in the first place. We won in 2020 as a unified party, maybe more unified than ever. Now, as we look at 2022, we need to stay unified. We need to remember that the American people sent us here to deliver, to make their lives better.
Republicans see the midterms as a potential referendum on the Biden administration, especially when it comes to its handling of the economy. AAA predicting Thanksgiving travel this year will return to pre-pandemic levels, as more than 53 million Americans are expected to be on the move, a 13% hike over last year. It comes as the national average gasoline price is up at $3.42 a gallon. That's 15 cents higher than last month. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the Durham investigation continues, a prominent Republican is expecting more arrests.
Former Director of National Intelligence John Radcliffe joined Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. DNI Radcliffe told Maria that he turned over 1,000 documents to John Durham that implicate Hillary Clinton and Democrat operatives and likely top government officials in criminal activity that would be the basis for further indictments.
Our intelligence community and our FBI knew this ahead of time. That Hillary Clinton, we had specific intelligence that Hillary Clinton was creating a plan to vilify Donald Trump, to falsely accuse him of ties to Russia, and the intelligence community and the FBI knew this, and President Obama, Vice President Biden were briefed by John Brennan and James Clapper and Jim Comey in early August of 2016.
Everything related to the Steele dossier was known to be untrue against the Trump campaign. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Microsoft is announcing a new laptop. It's called the Surface Laptop SE, and it will come out next year at the price of $249. The base model will have an 11.6-inch screen display, an Intel processor, and a different variety of storage. Inspired by the Panoramic, Microsoft decided to invent a low-price laptop designed to be easy for student use. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.